open the City Senate Committee on Finance and Revenue. We will be done in 5 minutes. Start the clock. So we have two bills up today. Open a work session on Senate Bill 181. And what we're going to do on that, we are just waiting for amendments that would move. The two changes would be moving to a 10-year sunset and then asking the task force to come back to this body in year six to extend it and review the program. So as soon as we get that back from council, we will reschedule Senate Bill 181 and move it out of this committee.
We asked it to be in a... in an odd number year, because it'll be a legislative session at that time for sure.
Yeah, so we'll make sure that we're actually in session when they report, so you don't have an empty chamber and empty dais up here that you're reporting to. Close work session on Senate Bill 181. Open a work session on Senate Bill 64. Madison.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 64, we heard it back on the 21st of February, and just to refresh your memory, this is the one that suggests removal of the public disclosure clause and requirements from things as the trade secrets and the financials and the other communications of firms that are being invested by the state treasurer, and to not apply the public disclosure laws on them and treat them as we would social security numbers and so on. And you had testimony from both the Department of Justice at that time telling you about the other presidents in different states, how they treat that, and also from the state treasurer and from the, I think at that time also you had businesses testify as well, investment guys. So that's where we are, Mr. Chair, and this does not have a revenue impact statement accordingly with that. And I've put in your SMS just a refresher of what the issues discussed at that time in order to bring it to back to your memory, and there is no amendments also for the Senate bill.
Great. Questions for... let me just make sure there's no questions for Kate Richardson from the Treasurer's Office or Mazin Council.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Senator Burdick.
Just for the record, it's my understanding that this would make the statute very specific in regards to this particular information, but the Treasurer's Office already protects this under the general trade secret provision, and I just wanted to get that on the record.
Good, good point to have on the record. Other questions for either Kate or Mazin?
Just to add to this point, Mr. Chair, DOJ last time testified that the practice is already in. That's what they already practice. They're just trying to put it in law so they don't have potential lawsuits and
firms. Yeah.
Or denial of opportunity. That was how I understood it, that the funds were not willing to take the risk.
Because of
lack of specificity.
Senator Burdick is going to carry this bill. He's the public records czar for and definitely understands all the implications.
Good. I was going to suggest
that. a lot of these end up in judiciary, public records law.
Yeah. Do you want a motion?
Please.
I would move Senate Bill 64 to the floor of the Senate with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Monroe has moved Senate Bill 64 to the floor with a due pass recommendation discussion. Any objections to that motion? So ordered. Senator Burdick will carry, and that is it. We did not vote on Senate Bill 181. We're still waiting for the amendments to Senate Bill 181, which is just a sunset amendment. We meet at 9:30 tomorrow. So we will not meet at our regular scheduled time. We'll go at 9:30 where we'll get an update on Senate Bill 39, and I think vote counts are happening on the gift card bill, and that will determine whether that bill moves or is not moving tomorrow. We are adjourned.